So we've talked a lot about people's funny stories from the educational world tonight. We've got someone who works in education who's going to share a story, Mr. Mark Wold.
Just for the record, I don't teach, because me being in front of a classroom would be a disaster in many ways. So the last time I was here, I had to ask if anyone was from France. And so tonight I need to ask, is anyone from Paraguay?
Oh, God.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right. Well, good. Excellent. Okay. So it's crime and punishment tonight. Well, you can't have crime if you don't have laws. I don't have laws, but I have rules in life. And collectively, these rules are universally true. And so I'll share them with you. These rules are gained by hard life experience. And, rule number one, stay the hell out of Paraguay. I've never actually been there. It just sounds like the kind of place you stay the hell out of. Or Uruguay, or, you know, Inglewood, or whatever. It really isn't about Paraguay. It's about the fact that we all kind of have these irrational things about ourselves in life. Some people don't like gluten. But we need to own those irrationalities. And we need to accept that, you know, sometimes in an irrational world, irrationalities are okay. Rule number two. There are a couple of versions of this rule. Rule number two, Charlie Sheen is a quitter. So you've all heard the line that, you know, winners never quit. It's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Winners quit all the time. They quit the shit that they're bad at, that they're never going to get good at, no matter how much effort they put into it, except when they're passionate about it or they love it. So it's okay to quit. If the juice ain't worth the squeeze, don't bother squeezing. Rule number three, if the terrain doesn't match the map, consider the possibility that the map is wrong. This rule comes to us thanks to Jim Superstinsky, who was the troop leader of Boy Scout Troop 112 in Earlville, Illinois, who thought it was a really good exercise to send his little Boy Scout troop out, including me, with an inaccurate hand-drawn map for a 16-mile hike. Because he wanted to see how we'd react.
Oh.
I got a lot of poison ivy that day. When I got back from Boy Scout camp, I quit. So the real lesson here is don't be afraid to question the context or question the source of authority in any given context. If for some reason the terrain isn't matching the map, you may not be lost. The map just might be wrong. Rule number four, don't step on Superman's cape. Now, you have to point at yourself when you say that, or it kind of loses its effectiveness a little bit. So, this rule really is, it's about being your own superhero. Be your own best advocate. No one else will jump up and do that. Develop your own story arc. See who you want to be. I mean, the thing about superheroes is that they have a passion and they have a vision. Have that passion and have that vision. Be your own superhero. Rule number five, don't let the bodies wash up on shore. Now, sometimes people are going to step on your cape. And you might have to do something about that. I'm pretty much like talking about playing politics, because I work at an institution of higher education, and in higher ed, the politics are so desperately bad because the stakes are so low. But despite what you've heard, playing politics isn't about winning or losing. It's actually about how you play them. It's about how you win or lose. And so sometimes people not knowing why that body disappeared is a good thing. I mean, they may not know how, or even if you were associated with that victory, but they don't need to know. Sometimes the unknown is the best outcome. Rule number six, keep your options open. Decisions are like wine. Sometimes they just need to age. You need to kind of decide and have a timeline for a decision. You need to not just decide, but also know, when is this decision going to best be made? When will I have a good sense of information. Just because I can make this decision now doesn't mean I should. So be aware of that. Rule number 7, perhaps the most important, there will be exceptions. There will be exceptions to anything and everything. And, you know, it's okay to be surprised by that. But at the same time, you just have to accept that those exist. Rule number 8, there's always time for ab work. Rule number 7, notwithstanding. So there are things that we all hate to do in life. I hate doing ab work. I can't stand it. I hate it. I would rather do almost anything than that. It's like doing my taxes or, you know, doing that thing about my job that I absolutely hate doing, which is, you know, signing condolence cards for alumni I've never heard of. I have to do it on Friday afternoons, too. It's a morbid way to start my weekend. But there are always things about our lives that we don't want to have to do, but they're the things that actually will help us become better people. For me, it's ab work, at least I think it is, because all my character flaws will be cured when I have a six-pack. that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Rule number 9, I will always entertain a dessert menu. Rule number 8, notwithstanding. it's okay to look, you know? It's okay to see. Is there anything on here? Rather than just never not knowing, there's nothing, it doesn't cost me anything to look and see. God, is there going to be bread pudding on this list? Because if there is, I'm in, no matter what. So it doesn't hurt to look, it doesn't hurt to know. So I will always entertain a dessert menu. Rule number 10, there are actually two versions of this rule too. One I've stolen from Stephen King, and it's an acronym, it's SOWISA, and it stands for strap on when it seems appropriate. What you strap on depends on the situation, and given this is Crime and Punishment and the nature of some of the stories that have come before me, I'll let you guys decide what that is. The other version of the rule is one that I do truly try to live by, and it's be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.
Thank you so much, Mark. All right, guys, you've been on-